Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Conversation about the things that are going on today, this week, this month, this, a lot of the issues have been year long that we just keep talking about because there are new wrinkles to them all the time. So welcome to the wrinkled October 28th programs Friday on the DJV. Whoops, wait a minute. Haven't done that for a while on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, but yeah, it's all good, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking for goodness. Gracious, great balls of fire. After that conversation yesterday about Jerry Lee Lewis, he's alive! He's alive! He's still alive! That is good news for Jerry Lee Lewis fans. Here's some good news about CO2 ventilators. I know you've been dreaming about this all night and you woke up and you thought, I want to know more about CO2. I want to know how we can funnel fumes into fertilizer. How about that for an alliteration? Funneling fumes into fertilizer. Spinach comes from CO2. So from garbage to things that are good for you on these rooftop gardens that are being bigger, getting bigger, bigger, bigger in the cities. So the story behind the story, Jay, is that there are new carbon dioxide ventilators that are aimed at turning fumes into fertilizer to bring vegetable patches up on the rooftop, up on the, where are the drifters when we need them? Up on the roof. Study includes an experiment that found spinach that was grown by this stuff, especially by air vents, grew four times larger than other plants. Air vents that are dispelling the CO2 from the furnaces in the building. This is pretty, this is one of those, well, do you believe it? Sort of things. Promising development. If you want to live in the city, scientists at Boston University done a couple of things, including find a new Omicron variant, but they also created a new technology that turned carbon dioxide to, it's the CO2, remember that from chemistry? This carbon monoxide has 1 0. Mm-hmm. Mono
really
means one. Right? Carbon dioxide is CO2 pumped. It's amazing in chemistry how one little variation changes the entire context value,
when
right?
When it comes down to just something as simple as atoms, whether there's one oxygen atom or two oxygen atoms.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, so rooftop vegetable gardeners, here you go. This is a big one. Probably should talk about this in the food, family, and farm section, right? I do that? Maybe I'll do that. All right, let's move into something that started on the program yesterday that I want to underscore again, because this is, you know how I am, I'm like a dog with a bone. When something gets my attention and I start thinking about it, I can't tell you how many people I told about this yesterday. The new thing, Country Over Party, the slogan. I called up a friend of mine who is running for Congress, and I put this up, posted it, because I think it's that important. The new John Cena movie got us to thinking, Jay. He's running for president as an independent in this new movie that's out, and the movie's called The Independent. And apparently it's the first really serious role. He's been in a lot of silly movies and played fun parts, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Action roles, comedy films. This one's a full-on thriller.
Yep. So he delivers what has been described by some reviewers as a really sort of stern, serious worker. Anyway, so Country Over Party is the slogan that he's using. He's a political outsider, and he doesn't really care about parties. He cares about what the issues are. Duh. This is like ripped from the headlines. So I want to keep repeating it. Make sure, if you will, that you remind me about how he deals with the issues. He's talking about fuel, energy prices, apparently, in the movie. and, you know, a lot of other things that are related. But there's not one, there's nothing about parties, because he doesn't belong to the Republican Party, doesn't belong to the Democratic Party. He belongs to himself. He belongs to the people. So, but I do think that that's worth, that country over party slogan is very, very strong.
Oh, absolutely. And this looks like a really interesting movie. John Cena's character is Nate Sterling. And really the storyline about this film is a young journalist discovers a conspiracy involving the U.S. presidential candidate played by John Cena that, quote unquote, could change the election and the fate of the country. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure we'll have, you know, remind me when we do the talk radio countdown, or when we, our ancillary piece that you and Jennifer and I do is the talk radio review. Let's talk about that when we get to politics. Jennifer will not be impressed, but that's okay. You can't always, you can't have, what is it, you can please all the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. The sheriff of Santa Fe County announcing yesterday has wrapped up the investigation into Rust. You know, that movie that Alec Baldwin was in, the cinematographer was shot. The sheriff says, it's kind of an interesting comment. The story is in this morning's LA Times. This has been a year. That gets me almost as much as the rest of the story. That it's been a year since Halyna, that's how we pronounce her name, you'll keep correcting me.
Halyna. Mm-hmm.
Halyna Hutchins has died. So the sheriff's turned the investigation over to the local district attorney. And that's kind of seems anticlimactic, doesn't it? In other words, he's washing his hands of it because apparently he can't find anything. And so if that's the case, you know, but that doesn't mean there isn't going to be a civil case. If there isn't a criminal case, that's all right. Yeah.
Well, and I think one of the biggest things that should come out of this is safety for films across the board. And, better awareness when there are weapons, especially real weapons, being used in the filming process.
Yep, right. And one wonders again why that would be in the first place, right? I don't understand why there should be. I don't know. But we get lost in that topic every time it comes up. Here's the story.
I invade.
No, right. Yeah, there should be something about, there should be some organization or organized way of dealing with that issue. In New York City, folks there can breathe a big collective sigh of relief. Guess what, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles, New York doesn't have the most rats. This is 8 years in a row. Chicago has more rats than New York. A lot of two-legged rats in Chicago, as well as four-legged rats. This is a study by Orkin, the pest control company, ranking of who's in charge of this? Who do you suppose the guy is? How'd you like to be the fella, the guy, the people that run Orkin say, okay, Fred, you're in charge of the survey this year. Go count rats and get back to us as soon as you can. We want to know the top 10 list. This should be something in the countdown. The top 10 list of the most rat-infested cities. Okay, that's another thing.
And I think that if you asked anybody off the top of their head, the answer, the number one answer may be New York.
Yeah.
Nope, they're number two on the list.
Number two.
Number one. I have never seen a rat in New York. However, when I lived in L.A., I used to see them all the time, and they were never on the ground. I did not know that they could climb buildings, but they were always on the side of a wall, climbing up the brick.
Oh, yeah. They can do lots of stuff. Yeah. Right. Oof. Okay. Here's the story of that high school football coach. Remember we talked about him a month or so ago who lost his job because he prayed on the field? He's been reinstated, as well he should be. This was a personal thing. It's not, you know, we may have talked a lot about, what's the guy's name? I've forgotten him already, that went down on his knee and got all kinds of starch. You get support on one side and down on the other. Calatrin. What's Cal?
Joseph
what's the
Kennedy, the coach? No. You're talking about the football player, Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, that's it, right. So And that wasn't praying. That was just up you, up yours.
Yes.
Right. Well, but this wasn't. This was just the guy who thanked God after the games.
Exactly. And it's not like he was gathering the players and the students and telling them they had to be part of the prayer process or anything. This was him doing it on his own, taking his own time after the game to have his own relationship with his God. And I feel like any Christian would be, and not even just
anybody who is of a religion where you
practice prayer, or even not of a religion, that who wants to just practice gratitude and meditation for a moment, you should be able to do so in your own right, on your own time, like this man did.
Yeah. So the lawyers on both sides got together this week. The school district knew they were going to get it in the neck, so they agreed to put him back. Bremerton School District. That's down in Florida, right? Isn't that this guy from Florida? I think it was Florida. At any rate, his attorney confirmed that the coach will be back in, no, it's Bremerton, Washington, sorry, from Florida to return to his job. It's a part-time job anyway, next football season. Much made about it because the liberal news media loves to take shots at people like this who are just, you know, there's no reason to give this guy any short leash or a long leash. He was doing nothing wrong, and the Supreme Court sided with him. They ruled 6-3. The coach was protected by the Constitution when he prayed at the 50-yard line. Come on. Don't you people have anything better to do? I guess that would be my question, than to chase somebody like this around. It's the country. The thinking of some people in this country and what offends them is really obnoxious. I'm offended by the people who are offended. How about that? I'm offended by those of you who are offended. You offend me. Take that. 18 past the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Silver.
Flower has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
The Robinson Family Farm in Temple, Texas. Massive blaze there this past week. 70 vehicles were burned. Buildings burned to the ground. And so the cars and the trucks, tractors damaged here. Firefighters evaluating this week the heat-related injuries that some had because the cars and tractors that were in this barn, the fuel in them blew up.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
24 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday the 28th. I'm here along with my pal and partner, Jay West. Why was I thinking of that?
I don't know, but that's fun.
Jay West. Jay Kirshner is here. Speaking of West, there's more dirt on Kanye. He's the rapper that has gotten rapped. It's pretty much all over for him. It's like, remember when Elvis has left the building? Yep, Kanye has left civilization. All right, we'll talk about that right after this.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so if you're a Kanye West fan, you're pretty much alone. Because the list of people who say, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. I always love to repeat what Barack Obama said, oh, he's a jackass. So he had a school called the Donda Academy. What went on there?
Yeah, it was named for his late mother. It's an unaccredited Christian institution. And There are about 100 students in total. Parents have to sign a non-disclosure agreement before their children can even become students. And really, in all of this that's happening, these kids are the ones that are really losing out because just before the school closing, the Donda Academy was kicked out of a major basketball tournament. And then the principal just late this week sent out a message to parents saying that the academy was going to, right, at the discretion of the founder. That's the thing. At the discretion of the founder, yay, Kanye West, the school would be closing effective immediately for the 2022-2023 school year. And then the last sentence was no school tomorrow. And then Kanye, or yay, in a since-deleted Instagram post, says, here's the clout you're looking for. My school has been shut down. So the principal is saying, well, at the request of the founder, yay, the school was shut down.
Yeah. So is this the cancel culture working?
Well, it's like Ye canceled it himself.
Yeah, because he's a crackpot. He's nuts.
Well, he is diagnosed bipolar, but it just makes you wonder, why was he given a free pass for so long? And also, while all of these brands are dropping their relationships with him, radio stations are still playing his music.
Yep. All right, let's boycott the radio stations, right? There we go. All right, 28 past the hour. I'm being somewhat facetious, but protests are okay. I just think that he's there's more to him. And, you know, he's not just a jackass, but there's some stuff going on. It's a great lesson in how to deal with stuff that's very appropriate for this time. All right, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have you heard me say spay and neuter your pets? 8 million to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, and some are homeless. Here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your pets. It's a procedure that can be performed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of unwanted pets, so it's not just a moral issue. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats as well. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of certain types of cancer and reduces a pet's risk of getting lost by decreasing the tendency to roam. So there's no excuse. If you have a dog or a cat, spay or neuter. Again, it's the moral thing to do, but equally as important, I'm assuming you love your dog or cat. You don't want to develop problems as they get older, so spaying and neutering can make all the difference in the world. For female dogs, no chance of breast cancer. For male dogs, obviously, no chance of testicular cancer. Check with your vet. Spaying and neutering, it's the right thing to do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk took control of Twitter Thursday night and immediately fired the social platform's CEO, CFO, and their lawyers. Musk will assume the position of CEO, though he may hand the position to someone else in the future. Musk plans to hold a company-wide town hall meeting on Friday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham rallied for Georgia's Senate nominee Herschel Walker ahead of the midterms on Thursday.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker, because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time by everybody?
Russian President Vladimir Putin continues his rhetoric toward the American people. Putin says he could target U.S. commercial satellites with missiles if they are used to help Ukraine. The statement was issued at a policy conference in Moscow on Thursday.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a woman who built a $15,000 cottage in her backyard for her brother who has autism.
Mm-hmm.
So she
My brother.
And her boyfriend built this fellow, Chris, his own cottage in their backyard after they moved to Maui.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour. It's Friday, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, also known as the question and answer period. All right, it's just like being in school. Some people would equate this, Jay, with Ding Dong School. You ever see Ding Dong School? I think it was gone by the time you were of that age.
No, I've never even heard of it. The only Ding Dong I know is, what, a Hostess snack or Little Debbie?
Or Kanye West.
Oh, no. There's actual mental health illness there.
That's it, right? Yeah, no, he needs the benefit of the doubt. But it needs to be more. It's a very good time.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, there's a certain amount of self-control.
Well,
but understanding that whole thing.
Help, at a certain point, people are responsible for themselves, and if you need help and you refuse to get it, that is
When I say that about Donald Trump, I say it lovingly because I think the guy should but nobody dares stand up to him. His children don't seem to. They may not even know. I think his daughter's smart enough to know what's going on, but whether she has any influence on him or not remains to be seen. He could be so much more effective, and so much good could come of him and his ideas and his initiatives and stuff if he would just, you know, drop. And people's understanding of him, I'm probably the only one on the air who says this about him. You know, I would like to vote for him in the sense that I like his ideas, but I don't like his, I don't like the, this whole confrontational thing, which doesn't really get anything done. Brings me around. We talked a lot this week, actually, on the Good Day program. The current download is a focus in part on mental health, the drop in the rate of suicide among people in the service, one of the things we discussed on the DJV download. Also, the independent UFO study that NASA has started, that's there. Hugh Jackman sharing a lot of pride for his children. We talk about that. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things to discuss and a lot of things that you can hear about, get sort of informed, if you will. GoodDayShow.com is where you find the download. You can also hear the program all day, every day, the whole program at GoodDayShow.com. You want to connect with us so that we get some of your comments onto our talk radio review this week, go to Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. I see Mark Zuckerberg yesterday from, what do they call it now, Meta? It's Facebook, basically.
Yeah, Facebook's parent.
He's trying to change his evil ways. He's talking about how they can do things to make the stock more valuable. If you'd stop screwing with your site, I think that would make it very
valuable. Enough with this algorithm that doesn't even work properly.
Yeah, it's, you've had to work on mine this week because I didn't figure out how to do it. Here's some good news. I don't know. Well, good news. It's interesting news about volcanoes on the moon. Apparently, a billion years or so ago, just out of our thought range, volcanoes were erupting on the moon more recently than the people at the Institute of Geology and Geophysics have been studying this. Previously, scientists have believed the moon became geologically dead 3 billion years ago, when it broke away, or just after it broke away from our Earth. But some of the samples collected during the Chang mission, the Chinese mission to the moon, revealing eruptions on the surface still happening 2 billion years ago. How can we lose a billion years? The moon is small, the moon is rocky, and so it could fuel volcanic activity. But think about this, because it was a part of our planet, and an asteroid hit our planet so hard that it broke off a chunk. Now, the moon is relatively round. The chunk that broke off from this planet, whenever it was, however many, probably 4 billion years ago, three and a half, 4 billion years ago, the chunk wasn't round. The Earth had a big, huge hole in it. So, have you wondered to yourself, this would be a question to ask your teacher, how did the moon get round and how did the Earth get round? Kind of round. I don't, by the way, have an answer.
It's gravity, isn't it?
I think to a point it
gravity
is, yeah.
Gravity shaped it?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's and turning in its cycle, and that's why, in part, the gravity in the moon, the gravity is what causes the heat at the core. And the heat at the core is what causes volcanoes. So, yes, that's good, Jay. Did you learn that in school or did you just figure that out?
I did. Space really fascinates me.
Yeah, it is. All right, so anyway, that's what's going on with the moon in your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
Amore. Yes, I was listening to an old Perry Como. I don't know why. Do you know who? Nobody knows. James, you know who Perry?
Don't start today.
I guess the answer would be no. All right. So anyway, Perry Como's got, now there are all kinds of, I think, Who else has got it?
Moon River is a good one from Perry Como.
And well, that's Andy Williams.
He did a rendition of it, and his is amazing.
Yeah. All right, we better not go down that rat hole. Okay, next. The public schools in our country are concerned because there's this TikTok one-chip challenge. It's not going well. Down in Carolina, some of the southwestern states, students are taking this challenge and getting sick. So I had to ask James. This is where James can shine. You can shine today, James, because I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. You can reverse engineer my sort of chuckling at you and what you don't know, because I haven't got a clue what this stuff is. I know I asked you about what it means. You said something about scorpion peppers?
It's basically there's a Scoville unit to all things that have heat.
Scoville? What is that?
Explain that. It's basically how they calculate how hot something is, right? So this hot chip, or this trend or whatever, it's basically just one chip that has like 2 million, 3 million Scoville. And to give you an idea, a regular jalapeno pepper, which most people think is spicy, has like 2,000. So, yeah, it packs a punch.
Woo! So these kids are taking this, getting sick. Apparently a couple of children have died. These chips now are being brought to school. And parents are being asked to keep... But again, you get kind of to the point of how much do you control of what your children do? How much influence do you have? And parents seem to have less and less all the time.
Well, but parents, this is a food item. This is something that you could actually go and buy. It's not, you don't have to be 18 or older or 21 or older.
Is it the number that you eat? Is that like...
It's one chip. It's packaged. It is packaged as one individual chip. And there's even instructions of don't touch the chip, because if you touch it and we're to touch something else or touch your eye, you could really hurt.
What is it doing to your esophagus there in here?
Well, I think that's
stomach.
The point. Well, did you see the story about students in Framingham?
Yeah, I did.
Have tried this, and same thing. Yeah. They just got so horrifically sick that the school district had to send out notifications to parents of, like, talk to your kids about the one-chip challenge.
Unbelievable. Really is. How much stuff there is out there that can get you into trouble, much as anything else. Now, speaking of that, those of you who are taking blood pressure medicines, you should know that one of your favorite pharmaceutical companies is recalling lots of tablets that are prescribed for the treatment of hypertension to lower blood pressure. I couldn't begin to pronounce this, hydrochlorothiazide. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, the point here, there's apparently metal. It's the same old story. Something's in the pill beside what's good for you. In the pill. And so you got to go back to your doctor, and you got to get your money back, and you got to find out what is an alternative to this. So check your, if you're on blood pressure medicine, I guess that's the message. If you're on blood pressure medicine, check it and bring it, or call the doctor's office and say, is this stuff okay? Or is this part of the recall? I think that's the best thing to do. You know, you're talking about parents and their influence. There's a new book out called The New Royals, came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're talking about teenagers doing silly stuff like having, like eating that jalapeno stuff. Apparently, according to the person writing the book, The New Royals, Charles was not a good parent, wasn't present very much at all, hardly influenced Prince William and Prince Harry. So after their mother died, they were basically on their own, and they were a couple of wild Indians. Especially, there's probably an old phrase that's in politically incorrect, right? Wild Indians? Anyway, you know what I'm saying. A lot of trouble.
And it seems like they had such a great relationship with Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, they did.
She wasn't just the queen to them. She was their grandmother.
Yeah, right, exactly. Florida attorney. Here you go. This is one for the books. Listen to this. Those of you who ride motorcycles, this Florida attorney who opposed the state helmet law was in a motorcycle crash yesterday and got killed. He didn't have a helmet on. He would still be alive if he had a helmet on. Ron Smith lost control of his motorcycle, crashed into a trailer. His girlfriend, who was on the motorcycle with him, died as well. So this, what's the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient?
Mm-hmm.
It's the highway patrol said his bike rotated in a clockwise motion. You see this sort of thing in movies all the time. The medical examiner said they died from head trauma, weren't wearing a helmet. Need I say more? I don't like wearing helmets. When I'm, you know, people tell me, you should wear a helmet on the tractor. Nah, it's not quite the same thing. But the fastest I can go on a tractor is about 21 miles an hour. And I'm not likely to roll it over either.
But whoever got hurt because they were wearing a helmet, you know what I mean? Like the alternative of getting hurt,
silly,
not wearing a helmet, wearing a helmet, not getting hurt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There was a train ride that derailed at the Silver Dollar Amusement in Branson, Missouri. 6 guests got injured. 1 employee got hurt, too. We had a train derailment in Framingham this week. Speaking about Framingham, we shut down downtown. 6 cars in the engine went off the track as it crossed one of the major roadways. So you can imagine what that did.
This is
just an amusement park, but if you look at the rails on the train, the rails and the wheels, there's only a lip of about 2 inches that holds all those cars in the engine.
I think that's so fast. I was thinking about the houses right next to the tracks. Like, what would happen if it derailed right there?
Yeah, nothing good, that's for sure. All right, 48 after, this is a good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned upon purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
After the hour, time to get the cobwebs out. Jay Kirshner and Doug going through the Farm Food and Family Report for Friday. There's more alliteration. Here's something that I thought everybody knew, but if you don't know it, this study underscores the fact that eating dinner with your family makes 91% of families less stressed out. How about that?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Research chronic stress. 1,000 U.S. Adults were surveyed in September and early October. 84% said they wish they could share a meal more often with loved ones. Sharing meals with others is a great way to reduce stress, boost self-esteem, improve social connection, especially for children.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic constant stress can also increase your lifetime risk of heart disease. So if you're connecting with your friends, your family, coworkers, neighbors, all of this stuff is good. Having a meal with people, but mostly your family. See, I never did. We didn't have family meals much as a kid. My parents didn't eat with us. My two sisters and I ate with me. You know, we have. Matter of fact, I just found last week the old table that we used to eat, the three of us used to eat at. And I get it fixed up and bring it over. Because there's some fond memories, like my sister, whenever we'd have liver, my sister would stick the liver in the drawer in the middle of the table. And
oh, no. How long
find it a month later.
Drawer?
Yeah, exactly. Mortifying. Anyway, so this survey, the bottom line is the majority of adults say that they are at least somewhat stressed, and having dinner with the family is less stressful. That depends on the family. I know some families that get together. It's not, but the good example is
Especially
Blue
the
Bloods.
Holiday family dinners.
Yeah.
Those seem to be the more stress-induced ones.
If you like Blue Bloods, I happen to, that's one of my favorite TV shows. The meals are the core of the program and what everybody looks forward to, obviously, and the things that come out of the meals are very, very cool. And it's a great example because it's a typical family, but they get together for Sunday meal every week, and they talk about their family, the issues, that sort of thing. So if you can share a meal, bottom line is, it's much better than connecting on the phone or a computer. Duh. Right?
Well, and so many people work while they eat anymore, and it's an excuse to take a break.
Yep, exactly. Very good for you to have dinner with your family. All right, in a moment, let's get some more news about the ventilators that are fueling better vegetables on the rooftops of buildings. Interesting story after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, just a quick note on the number one brand of pasta, Barilla. I don't even know that name. Do you know that name?
Italy's number one. It's in the blue box. It's one of the popular ones, but it claims that they are Italy's number one pick.
Yeah, but not America's number one pick, right? There's a lawsuit that was filed in California. As usual, the people in California have nothing better to do than to find out what the number one brand is.
Well, they say false advertising because it's not made in Italy. It's made here.
Right. Yes. Go get them. All right. The rooftop CO2 ventilators that are growing great veggies on the top of buildings. This is very interesting, very compelling, and a way for us to understand how the food chain works, how food grows. They found out in this study, Jay, that rooftop vegetable gardens, the big ones that are next to the vent from the heating plant downstairs in the basement, grow four times faster than stuff that's not next to one of these. And so this lady who's been growing corn and spinach on the rooftop of a BU campus building, she was experimenting. She said she wanted to test whether there was an untapped resource inside buildings, and we found it, CO2. So not everybody can take advantage of that, but it's very interesting to know that as a factoid. 59 after, this is Good Day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.